Well, good afternoon, good evening, hello. Afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in one more time to Grassroots Talk for a special segment that I think is going to really get your attention, especially those who are believers who listen to our Pastor Jones, who also is joining us with a couple of distinguished young men, a pastor and a missionary. And we're going to let them say hello. And Pastor Jones, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Fantastic. Here we go. Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, Pastor Jones. I'm Stephen, and I'm a missionary in the city of Pomona with a ministry called Love Life.
Nice to meet you.
And I'm Pastor Ron Rose. I am on staff at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills and also involved in Love Life here in Southern California.
Nice to meet you,
okay,
Pastor
and
Ron,
since you already know who I am, let's jump right into it. If you're going to ask any questions, you might have to speak up a little louder because we've got some background noise here. But what I would like for you folks to do is tell everybody what you folks are doing out here and why.
So we are out here creating a culture of love and life where we mobilize the local church of Jesus Christ to bring an end to the abortion and orphan crisis in our nation. And the way we do that is taking them through a four-step process right out of the book of Nehemiah. First thing Nehemiah did was he heard that the walls are being torn down, so we go to a church and we share, pastor shares, what's happening in his city in regards to abortion and what God says about life. The next thing that Nehemiah did is he fell to his knees and fasted and prayed. And so in the midweek service, we will fast and pray as a church body, seeking the Lord to have change in our city and across our nation. And after that, Nehemiah went to the wall. And that's what we do on Saturday. We take the church out of the four walls and we go out to these overlooked mission fields, these abortion clinics, where our hurting neighbors are walking in to abort their children. And we pray and ask God to save their life. And after the prayer walk concludes, we give the body of Christ an opportunity to take it past the prayer walk, to come out to be a sidewalk outreach counselor, to be a mentor, to mentor and disciple moms that choose life, to help women that have had an abortion, and to become a financial donor if God would lead them to do such. And that's what we are doing out here.
And the reality is when the church shows up, God does a mighty work. We know that statistically 70 to 80% of the time, a woman, when they see people out front of the abortion clinic, especially if there's people that are praying, they won't go in there. They will decide that, you know, I'm not going in there. Maybe they're looking for a sign. Yeah. And we're there to share the love of Jesus. Our main focus is to share the love of Jesus and the gospel. Amen. That is number one. And when people come to know that there's a God that loves them, and when they give their lives to Jesus Christ, they recognize that abortion is not the answer because they found Jesus Christ and they realize that he will provide all their needs and that they can turn to the church. They can turn to God for help. And that's why we're out here. We're out here not just on Saturdays, but we're out here 6 days a week sharing hope and letting men and women know that there's another way. Jesus is the way, and that the church is here to help them in however way we can, because we know that, unfortunately, 54% of those that have an abortion identify themselves as being Christian, and it's time that the church needs to let them know that, you know, let the people know that birth begins, that life begins at conception, and that God's a God of love and life, and that he condemned those nations that sacrifice their children to Molech and other false gods. So we're out here sharing the love of Jesus and the gospel because that's what the world needs. They need to know that there's a God that loves them.
Yeah.
Amen. Pastor, do introduce yourself to these young men so that they kind of can get a better idea of your position and what we're doing.
Sure. So my name is Pastor Peter Jones. I've always believed in God for my whole life. So I'm with you. I'm with you, brother pastors, on what you're doing as in the community and helping people to realize what our job is and what work we're doing as far as what God has delivered unto us to do to help people and his church, you know, all the trials and tribulations that are going on in the world right now. People need to know that God loves them and he's there with them at all times. And we understand the circumstances and the situations surrounding, you know, abortion and health care and any kind of problems you can think of. We understand the circumstances that surround the situations and people, you know, and people shouldn't have anybody forced upon them, you know, against their will. And I personally understand from a standpoint where why some abortions do take place. I understand, you know, I agree with those people that have to do that. And my stance is what the Bible says and what scriptures say. And Jesus said, if you want to know me, search the scriptures. And so I think a lot of people need search the scriptures so they better understand who Jesus is and what his purpose is for them and their lives and everybody else's lives that's under the sun. And that's my purpose and that's my job. That's your guys' job as pastors and missionaries, is to spread the message of love, and that's Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Well, you know, Pastor, I think the good part of that, if you can hang on one second, I'm going to see if I can go ahead and connect that part, but I don't want to do interruptions in the middle of the show because I think that you're coming through loud and clear. There's no doubt about that. So let's move on with the segment because I do have a question for the gentleman. There is a march going on, and it's for a certain amount of days, and Where do you walk to, and what are you accomplishing?
So for 40 weeks in a row, the length of a pregnancy, we come out every single Saturday to be the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ in Pomona. We meet at Pomona Christian Fellowship. We start out with some prayer. A message goes out about our role as believers being a voice for the voiceless, and then we cry out to the Lord. We walk and we pray and we do a silent, quiet, Jericho-style prayer walk. Nobody's shouting. Nobody's responding to anybody. We're just there to pray and ask the Almighty God to intercede on behalf of our neighbors and to change the hearts and minds of those moms and dads walking into this place of death. And while we're there praying, we see lives change. We see moms choose life. We've seen a 7-month pregnant mother give her life to the Lord in the alley behind Planned Parenthood. And that's what God does when the church shows up. So we do this for 40 weeks in a row. And throughout the week, we have people outside praying, also reaching out to moms and dads. But on Saturdays, we do prayer walks where we have a different ministry or a different church every single week to come out and ask God to change hearts and minds.
Amen. Amen.
How far has your church been reaching so far?
As far as...
Where the parts of the location of the country that they come from?
Well, actually, I know Love Life started here in Southern California at January 24th of 2021. At that time, we were only here in Pomona. Since then, it expanded to, let me go alphabetically. I know it's in Antioch, Compton, Corona, Downey, Huntington Beach, the High Desert. They're in Orange, Westminster, Riverside, Upland. Almost forgot Upland.
Right.
Upland, and it's also they're in. Actually, reached out to Moreno Valley. They've also extended to South LA, South Central, Vista. And I'm trying to think, there's another place, Victorville, and I think there's, Ventura and Modesto, and all of that has taken place since January 24th of 2021, and it's still expanding even further.
And if another church wanted to get involved, how could they do it? Where do we find you at?
You can go to lovelife.org, or you can email Stephen@lovelife.org. It's Stephen@lovelife.org. And they can contact Stephen or myself. I can't remember exactly what my Love Life, I think it's ronrose@lovelife.org, and it might be ronr@lovelife.org. But anyway, you can do that. And also, I forgot to mention Baldwin Park, Glendora, and another one I forgot to mention. But anyway, we're expanding like never before. So, but you can go to lovelife.org, and they can get you connected to Southern California teams, any one of us. So go to lovelife.org, and we'd love to have any of you that are listening to get involved in this ministry that's expanded. Started in Charlotte in 2016, and it's spread to many states. I know Washington State and Arizona. Actually, forgot to mention, people from our church expanded from here are now in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
Also, they are also located in Fort Myers, Florida. So all of that has happened since January 24th of 2021.
You folks have been quite busy. As you can see, Pastor, they are connecting all across. And then he subtly mentioned Charlotte on the way out of his conversation. But these folks are all over everywhere. And what are the requirements for any church that wants to get involved?
They have to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that none come to the Father except through him. They have to believe in the inherent word of God, cover to cover. And they have to believe in the Godhead, the unity, the tri-Godhead, the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, Jesus, and God the Father.
Amen.
And everything else we believe is peripheral. And we see Presbyterians next to the Baptists, next to the non-denominational, and so on and so forth, all on mission to be a voice for the voiceless and just love your neighbor. We are not motivated by the sin of abortion, but rather the beauty of Christ.
And you know, it's interesting, as you are just getting a word's eye view, but I'm going to tell you something that just happened that I found very moving. Because when I asked Stephen that question, he lit up like a Christmas tree. You saw nothing but teeth and a smile to be able to praise God at an unbelievable, well, it was quite believable level. And that's the infection of what happens when folks come around and hang out and fellowship together, and they're going to move mountains. There's no doubt about that. And Pastor, I know I've taken up a little bit of time. Did you want to ask any questions to the gentleman?
I'm with you. I'm with you, brothers, on the whole way there. And you know, God is only one, and there's only one way to get to God, and that's through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you know, once people are convicted in their heart and they're moved by the Holy Spirit, you'll see a big change, and that's what the world needs is a lot of change and a lot of love. And the only way to get that love and get people moved is through God.
Amen.
Well, you know, Tom, people always talk about the length of the time, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the quality, because just in a few minutes here, we've been able to cover quite a bit. Did you folks have any questions for the pastor or even about what we're doing? I think we're pretty evident.
Yeah.
We're going to help get your word out because you're getting God's word out.
Amen.
We're okay with that?
Amen.
Well, then I want to just thank you guys for coming on to the show. Pastor, you have some closing remarks?
God bless you guys and the wonderful work that you're doing, you know, and the work that God has given you to do. You know, and there's not too many that are chosen, but a lot are called, you know, and the ones that are called and chosen are the ones that are you're gonna see the most fruit from. And so it's always a blessing to know that there's other like-minded brothers and sisters that are doing the work that God has to do. And I think once once we all come together in the body of Christ, you know, we can make a big difference in the world, and you know, we can all share the glory of God and be together with Him. He is the one and only, and you know, there is no other lawgiver. There is no other lawgiver in the world except God. So, and if you're not following His law, and you're not following the lawgiver's law, then you're not following God. So I believe once we spark the seed in everybody and get everybody on the same, get everybody in the same thing that God has given us, then you will see the world change.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I want to just remind folks the show is being brought to you by Flashback Academy, where we help our veterans and our former foster care youth get off the street, learn some marketable vocational skills to be able to compete in today's society. With that, I just want to thank everybody, but let's do this right. We're going to ask the senior pastor to go ahead and pray this out, if you don't mind.
Father, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, that I know the world is looking for unity. They're looking for peace, but they will never experience that unity or peace until they come to know the Prince of Peace. Lord God, we thank you that there's unity in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as you said in your word, how good and a pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Lord God, we thank you that as our hearts are committed to you, there's a unity like the world is longing for. Lord God, there's unity. I pray for our pastor, Lord God, that you would continue to be with him, Lord God. And thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for this ministry that's reaching out and sharing the gospel and sharing opportunities for people to get involved. Lord God, because Christianity, following you is not a spectator sport. We're called to be engaged. We're called to be doers of your word and not hearers only. Lord God, I pray for each one that's listening, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts. Lord God, if there's any that do not know you, we're praying for their salvation. We're praying, Lord God, they would come to acknowledge you as Lord and Savior in their life, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for everyone that's listening, that, Lord, there'd be those that would get involved, Lord God, and being a part of Love Life. And, Lord God, but above all, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to their neighbors. We thank you again, Lord, for this time, for this glorious day that you've given us. Thank you for the sins that have been forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Thank you that we are your children. We just love you. We bless you. We praise you. Pray protection upon each one that's listening right now. Pray for health, for safety, for protection. We love you. We praise you. We bless you. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. We'll be talking to you. God bless.
Thank you.